Now has as a benchmark in the infrastructure sector. Likewise, the Colombian capital market benefits from the improved free flow that flows to 100% and increased stock liquidity, both of which have become the possibility to attract new investors and additional capital. This effect is already materializing in the growing likelihood of utilizing inclusion trust in the field, as evidenced by its recent addition to the MSCI Small Cap Index. In other words, the absorption type spin-off carried out with a virtuous effect for the company, for the shareholders, and for the national capital market. And just as we announced with the market, we are very satisfied to be proud and especially grateful to our shareholders for the opportunity. Now, I want to move on to the slide that shows the evolution of stock market. Well, this is also reflected in the market stock, not just with the short, but also with the mid-term focus, showing all the measures adopted by the company in the last quarter to review value to the shareholders and that has benefited in the market price. And that is the value of the shares that have been put. Then if the values of the private shares that have been seen that it is very difficult to share, the price of the ordinary share of the company, and besides that the company shares of the computer is called shareholders, by its stock will be allowed to take well before the spin-off. So we combine both values with certain parties the price of ordinary integration shares, which 19,000 levels of 50% and 50% by share, by ordinary share, compared with last year of the last day of the negotiation. And this is the implication of the portfolio strategy of the Colombians added to corporate milestones of the private sector and agreement such as the combination of the cement as is a part of the strength of the materials. Also initiatives to review value as our repurchase ensures that it's over $150 and has been executed, and our solid performance in our businesses has now, for the last few years, the value of the ordinary share and the effective share has tripled. The upgrades that we have previously discussed and that have been executed in the last year have also been answered to the investment. Just 2 years ago, at the end of the second quarter of 2023, the company closed the portfolio value by the market, 18,800 shares. This is the average value and covers of the sums of the values that have been discounted at the stock market and the value that we have to suspend. For that moment, 43% of the company's portfolio was invested in the business. Now, moving on to the exact picture, we want to share on this. Look at the values of saw how this value is doubled. You know, to reach the 603 pesos per share. It's a more deeper focus that will allow for a larger growth for the future. Besides that, the shareholders of the company received, as I have been mentioned, 2.3 shares of people to them during the spin-off project, which represents the alleged value of the best part of the 248 shares. This has been made the same as the catalyzer of the value document for the last years, but now are also an answer of the growth for the company. to the store and they said, well, there's this good chance of the store for you. And you know what you have to do. Maybe they need something to support support the expansion of the United Airport, which is the main national hub and the construction of a new airport project north of Baghdad City. The construction of a new road project for the region, which includes the expansion of the infrastructure that will be under construction now. Currently, business is selling business and what is business. Finally, urban development was developed by the CDAP, which would work as a version of life in these words. The CDAP puts a new part of the CDAP to the CDAP. This focus is generating effective and critical advantage to the CDAP, while it supports its neighborhood of the regional targets. Texas is that we before going to the target to the quarter, it's also important for us to take a minute and kind of did not have the effects that have affected the performance of the company here this year, as well as the next period of this year, this quarter, such way that the results can be compared, can be comparable. To analyze the various variations of the operational stock of our businesses, keep in bearing mind the only adjustments to the financial results started on the top of this year. First of all, the company reported a profit of 2.4% for the cement target share that was sold at the end of 2022, this happened in February this year, taking the expenses associated to the spin-off project construction that yet don't have accounted for their profit, given that the perfection of this transaction has not yet happened at the close of the quarter this year. The profits associated to the operation will be reflected in the results corresponding to the third quarter this year. In addition, during the second quarter of 2025, cement service carried out an accounting deterioration due to the obsolescence of machinery with parts there for the inventory for the finally, this was for the first month of the year of the including the participation of the Basuda within the results of the cooperative. These are four important adjustment areas in order for us to carry out the proper comparison between the different sports. These that I just said are the ones that are corresponding to the different sports. Even to compare this properly, we also need to remember the time aspect that affected the different sports. Extremely. First quarter last year, the company reported a profit of 4.3 million pesos prior to the combination of RGC and 7 2. In addition, there was a profit reported that came from the stock exchange the Polaris at 3.4 million pesos and finally a reclassification of the station for the Futura to discontinuous operation. Given that in that project, in that moment, we had already announced the spin-off project, which implied that that result would appear under the line of financial results for that period. So, all the described operations are not requiring and should be considered to analyze the operational results. I want to emphasize that these are actually part of the digital score that continues to seek to maximize the value of its portfolio as a benefit for its shareholders. In the last few years, this has been key in this one and has allowed us to cross the results of a discipline-oriented strategy for value generation. Bearing this in mind, based on the consolidated results for this year, Grupo Arcos reported revenues of 5.63 billion. This represents a drop of 9% from the same period last year, and EBITDA of 1.5 billion, with a growth of 11% year-on-year, and a profit of 2.4 billion, with a net controlling profit of 1.2 billion, which represents a drop compared with the same period last year. But nevertheless, when we look at the pro forma financial results, EBITDA growth of 6%, and the consolidated net profit rose to 514 billion, with a 61% growth, and the controlling net profit reached 183 billion, which is perhaps more than the results that we had adjusted for the same quarter last year. These positive results are mainly explained by a better operational dynamic in the energy business, in contrast with the second quarter 2024, that was affected by low rainfalls given the seasonal phenomenon. In addition, we want to highlight the growth of the concession sector that has been driven by the participation method of the public fund managed by Ordesa, and by which Ordesa is invested together with Macquarie Asset Management. Both sectors will be approaching further details further on in the call. In terms of the separate financial results, the company reported revenues of 1.5 billion and EBITDA of 1.4 billion, and a net profit of 1.5 billion. These figures are under the figures we observed during 2024 before making the adjustments to the classifying events, particularly by the profit generated in the computation of assets requirement. Nevertheless, both the consolidated and observed the results coming from our current operations, we can see that the pro forma separate revenues accumulated for the second quarter were 453 billion, growing at 65% year-on-year. The EBITDA was at 310 billion, with a percentage growth of 134%, and the net profit was 212 billion, which represents a growth of 118%. Now let's move on to look at the operational results of each one of the businesses, and let us start on slide number 14, which is cement business. During the last week, Cementos Argos also ended the spin-off project with Grupo Sura, sending 1.4 billion benefiting its shareholders and positioning as a pure player in the construction industry. Construction materials. From another side, in the first quarter, we carried out the technical assessment of the first phase strategy for entering the United States market through the consolidation of an aggregate platform. Cementos Argos acquired a participation of 50% and assumed the operational control of a strategic asset in the Caribbean, with access to deep water ports and significant reserves, environmental sites for 15 years, and with a concession of more than 50 years that enabled the production of 8 million tons for 2030. The fact that the company signed a lease to own a port position in the southeast coast of the United States. With this asset and with the upcoming assets that will be adding to the aggregate platform, we forecast in generating between 100 million and 1 billion of additional EBITDA to the company. Now, let me invite you to move on to that speaks about the disciples and the disciples.
Small
the operation. This reinforces the identification of the company and the capacity of taking its capacities to other geographies. In the financial front, the consolidated revenues for the company for this quarter will be 1.32 billion, that's 60% of the 31% expense by the same period of 2024, where the revenues were driven by large sales, thermal sales, and then from the Elina phenomenon. It would do not require revenues associated with the sales of the Caoba plant. Nevertheless, with hydraulic generation coming back to normal climate levels, the EBITDA reached 432 billion Colombian pesos, and the EBITDA margin was 33.6%, almost 1,000 basis points over what we had reported previously. So there was a thermal energy that has a higher cost than hydraulic energy, so that's why there's a drop in the revenue volume, but there's a substantial improvement in terms of margin. Now let's move on to look at the OIBDA results that are found on slide 18. During the quarter, the airports managed set by the OIBDA concession ratified its leadership in the region. For example, in the World Airport Awards, Skytrax, the Ecuador International Airport. The airport was rewarded for its 7th time and 4th consecutive year as the best airport in South America, while the Mariscansulte Airport in Cuba was recognized as the third regional airport of South America and the corresponding region. This award that given by the passengers, where they had to choose between more than 550 terminals showed the operational excellence of the experience that our company has. From another side, last 8th of July, Governor of Ontario and the Audiente of Pisa enabled the road exchange of Jose Maria Cortomato. This reduces traffic jams toward the airport and improves the mobility within the region. That same train of thought we finalized the financial close with 1.8 billion kilometers with the second phase of the Tuna Oriente. The high demand goes to almost double the required amount, reflects the trust that the market has on this initiative and will allow to activate the totality of the short term as the passing of a 4%. In terms of the financial fund, OIBDA presented solid results driven by a larger price via equity participation method from the private capital fund associated to the larger part value of its assets. Even to the second stage of the Oriente Bank that has, as I mentioned, a very solid business structure. Concerning revenues were placed in 159 billion, which represents a yearly growth of 65%. It did not reach 101 billion, with an increase of 69% compared to the same period last year, and a net consolidated profit reached 87 billion, which is 92% more. Compared this group last year. Now, moving on to the operational results that are found on slide 16, the road concession platform recorded an average daily traffic of 109,000 vehicles, which is equal to a future annual increase of 6%. All of these concessions presented larger traffic compared to the same quarter 2024. The total passenger traffic in the airport platform that's detailed on slide 17 you have on your screen reached 12.2 million passengers in the quarter from 10.9% to a lateral. From the charts, revenues and EBITDA fell back. Measured in dollars, they grew at 10% compared to the same period last year. On the real estate business, the segment gross revenue was 114 billion. This represented a drop of 9% year-after-year, and the EBITDA for the quarter was 57 billion, which represents a drop of 50% year-after-year. Nevertheless, essentially the same assets for the accumulated year, the effective gross revenue, the operational net revenue, and the EBITDA grew at 7% compared to 2024. At the end of this period, Vipcon has been with enough total portfolio occupancy of 91%, representing an increase of 10 basis points versus the previous quarter and a drop of 559 basis points compared to the same period of 2024. In case of disaster, we need to mention that this drop year-after-year is due to the disinvestment of large logistics assets, which were the Unilever and Colgate distribution centers based in Bombay. Up to June 2025, we have been responsible for 59,000 square meters and replaced new parcels with 6,000 square meters. For the end of this year, we expect that Vipcon will reach an EBITDA that will be close to 232 billion and a net profit before taxes that will be over $100 billion, sorry, that will reach to 140 billion after taxes. Under this scenario, we expect that the profit will be close to 10%. Now let's move on to the real estate business. During the quarter, the urban development business reported the revenues for dividends of Casablanca Hotel and other additional revenues for profits of business previous periods. Even though the revenues dropped compared to the same period last year, we want to highlight two purchase sale promises for 110 billion, which part of the amount will be received as cash before the end of the year. Year-after-year variation of the net cash flow responds to the compliance of commitments for urban assistance commitments, real estate taxes, and disbursement taxes. For the second quarter, the urban development business forecasts the revenues for development amounts coming from bookings that have already been closed, which will allow close to 2025 with a cash flow that's pretty similar to what we had in 2024. Now let's move on to slide 24, and we can analyze the evolution of the consolidated debt for this period. The cash comes at the net cash flow investment. The consolidated net business investment for the group since February 2025 is negative. In other words, the company has more cash than debt, which represents a clear proof of the strength and financial flexibility that this group counts with for the execution of its future strategy. The net debt growth is 1.5 billion, as you can see on slide 25, keeping a leveraging level that represents a large financial flexibility in order to carry out its strategy. This is confirmed through the verification of the maximum credit score from Fitch as well as from S&P Global. This is a support that proves the capacity of the company in terms of developing this new stage that's focusing bunu diyeceğim, 5 kişiye zaten. Bir grup vardı, şöyle bir şey dedi. Where else we find wanted to which verified is the search of charity which applies to the highest standards. So 85 of them have been verified, 13 consecutive years of outstanding performance. This milestone confirms the commitment of group workers in sustainable development in all the countries that are placed in all its businesses. The reputation and the sustainability of the company is not just the recognition, it's a competitive advantage which supports the financial results to the future covered. This is element is the part of the space for the communication that you might have. Here we have all the patents of the different businesses, which will appear to work with Carolina, so we can coordinate which is that anybody might have. Thank you, Clark. Just to remember, they can ask your questions through the Q&A widget that's enabled on the Zoom platform. First question that we have for you is, when would the Cartagena Airport construction begin? Okay, so with me, I have Mauricio Ocha, who is present about Inca. I'll give the floor so we could give you more detail on this process. Thank you, everybody. Good morning to everyone. Thank you. And if you got the airport project, evaluation phase. The evaluation phase is a phase where a third party that is contracted by the Colombian government carries out an exhaustive review of each one of the legal, financial, and technical chapters of this project that has already been presented. That evaluation is applied to the program as frequently, so it should be ending December this year. This means that during the first semester of 2026, we should have the process for participating in this project. So this also means that there should be a concession contract for the end of 2026. So we've estimated once the concession contract has been signed, is that the construction time won't be a further than 6 years starting from 2026. There you go. Thank you, Mauricio. Okay, the upcoming question is in terms of the borders investment. And if we have a very minor possibility issuing additional shares. So, does that mean give the word to Alejandro Piedraita so he could build out more detail about the figures, but the question is, excessive indebtedness, it's a very healthy indebtedness, around 1.5 to 2, and the consolidated one is negative, as I already explained during the call. So, in a consolidated manner, we have more cash, and that's it. Speaking about all the businesses that we need to get this separate, is that the Grupo Argos is something like business businesses, which have a debt versus dividend ratios that are very healthy, as it has been recognized by the different rating companies, having such a rate possible as debt issues. So we don't believe that at this moment we should use mechanisms such as capital collection. It would be a debt level that the company actually has. This also offers a financial tool for the figures of the other countries, so you could do further detail. So, as conclusion, we're seeing that for 2026, necessary, but possible, that close to sacred border, both Conexión Centro at Perimetral Plaza and Cartagena Airport will become part of the concession contract. In the paper, Bogotá Airport will be before the end of 2027. This contract was added to the other projects that Jorge Mario mentioned. Thinking about that, this that Jorge Mario mentioned, that the seven projects are part of those more than 40 to 11 projects that they're required to have. All of them have a different date. Mergulado Airport will be our expansion for the contract to last for 20 years. The Cartagena Airport for 30 years, as well as the Conexión Centro and Perimetral Plaza. Thank you, Mauricio. That's the answer to the second part of the question. We have a short return plan to take consideration of the preferential shares and the ordinary shares, and the short answer is no. We are not thinking on preferred shares in the short term. It might happen in a certain moment towards the future, but under current conditions, this is not a project that is being evaluated. We also need to mention two elements. Both shares have a universal shareholder commitment based on a value, a right to vote. Others that don't have to give this value or a focus of the economic value of shares. The prices of both shares are different. In the measure that the arbitrage of the market is broad between both or the conversion of both shares from the support chance of the terms of exchange terms. Might be a possibility that in the future there's a reasonable difference between both prices if it happens with the method bundle. We can analyze this, but under the current conditions, the short answer is not clear enough. Next question that we have is, if the providers could, in a certain moment of time, consider the operation of the construction of ports within Latin American region? Short answer is no. So, as you might remember, we built a portfolio that could afford come from China associated to the cement business, and given the dynamics of this business, we didn't have any special focus. So we built assets, we built a platform, and we modified the focus from being private, bulk terminals to multi-purpose public service terminals. These assets we combine within a platform that's known as Compass, so in association with the national investors, we constructed a network. And we invested this in 2016, if I'm not wrong. It was a Goldman Sachs infrastructure fund, and it was that in the port participation. As we explained to Chief Powell, there is a huge growth avenue that we want to develop in terms of infrastructure, mainly in the housing and water treatment, where we believe that there is important space where we can just allocate capital that the company has, but also develop within the region, with Chile, through Colombia, Mexico, the possibility of building that. So, summarizing, we've already the support, we have the support already, and the focus right now is more focused on interest-related issues. We have a question from the report. Thank you for the presentation.
The second
The upcoming question is about the acquisition program. Specifically asking about if this year should be priority with the materialization of the spin-off project. That's a very good question. Right now, the program is not offered with the backup period. It's driven by regulation. That's the moment it's up to result. The program will be kept operational as it has been operated because of two considerations. First of all, most important, the business mechanism that has proven to offer liquidity to investors at a certain moment required. The second, and most importantly, that the precise liquidity figures of individual shares being mentioned above, that the fundamental value of the people's share is far away from the value that the market is allocating to the share. The results are pretty good, but there's still an important space in that sense. The company wants to invest in this resource to have the dynamic of the program that was approved by the shareholders and the effective users. Thank you, Dr. We also have the question from Catherine or Bruce, if you could explain a bit more the quarterly results. He asked, why the portfolio segment shortened a loss this year? Thank you, Catherine. Thanks for the question. function of the preferential shares, but a function of the ordinary shares. So Trump says that if you want to buy 55%, well, 55% of the shares, they need to carry out an LPA. So we then try to work with the regulation, offer as large protection possible, and we have found preferential shareholders establishing a protection. People that is going to be okay. There's something here that supports us to mention that the idea is to have to do with the financial superintendency and also with the financial regulation. We have the third quarter this year. We announced there's some things that have been announced in terms of the OPAs and we have actively participated in that. And we have a facilitate. And a program of the people we should also to have a, to have the most possible symmetry between both types of shares. But the maximum of the shares is a function of the ordinary shares and not the preferential shares. So the thing is working with we have this law and try to innovate as the bylaws that we have to look to relevant evolution. So the improvements that we carried out in terms of the board, that makes sense with the spirit of the board, in terms of the bylaws that included, in terms of the board members, or the board members, that would be impediments. So we made certain improvements that have applied for the company and applied for what happens to the shareholders, being an ordinary or preferential shareholder. And I want to highlight what I mentioned before. This advantage is the scale of operation. And thank you for the question. Probably before the end of the year, so we'll have that new model, and based on that, we can improve our timeline standards for the most appropriate for the new model. Thank you, everyone. We don't have any more questions to the next session. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for your questions, comments, and once again, it is open for doubts or questions or queries that you might be looking for. So thank you.